empathy. I would fake it. Now, fake empathy, like saying, I know how you feel. I've been in that situation before. I've done that and it didn't turn out all that hot. And I would fake it, but there wasn't no empathy there. That was just a show. That was just a tell. That was just to get the person to say, well, hey, you know, he seemed like he's pretty good fella. And, yeah, that was manipulation all the way.
Psychopathic offenders may be rapists, child molesters, sadists, or any type of sex offender. They may not even be sex offenders, but engage in other forms of criminal or exploitive behavior instead. The hallmark of psychopathy is that the person doesn't have a problem in one area, such as sex, but has a pervasive lack of responsibility as well as a lack of attachment to other people.
Yeah, it was power and control. I was grooming her from the age of, it started about the age of, I was grooming her to fit me.
At what age?
I started it at about a year. I started grooming her, whooping her, and telling her this, to do this, not do that. I didn't care about, really, honestly, I didn't love the child. I wanted the child for my own purposes.
And how many victims did you have total?
I have a total of 24 now. And I'm looking to see if I have any more. The best way to fool people is to help them. Is to ask what they want, ask what they need. Do they need any help doing anything? Do they need any money? Or do they need their car fixed? Do they need the grass cut? Do they need their children looked out for? Do they need a job? Do they need anything behind their back? No, I would take things from them, steal from them, scope out things that I could steal, just see what I could get out of somebody. I would set it up. I would say, hey, well, he's not home at such and such a time. That'd be the perfect time to go get me a stereo. So I would say, hey, he's gone. I know exactly how to get in through the back way. I'll even go into his house and open a window so I can come in here tomorrow and steal his stereo.
You are now listening to Pillow Talk Radio and Podcast.
Episode 5, Patina. That was a clip I found on YouTube of a supposed psychopath being interviewed by what I imagine to be a psychologist. It's something that I had discovered a while back. And it is a stark example of the types of people out there. And if you come across this video in the future, you'll notice that this individual appears to be a handsome and quite charming man. And it is startling to see what goes underneath the surface, because he's obviously a very sick and twisted individual. not all psychopaths, sociopaths, however you want to term them, it's a matter of syntax at that point, behave like this man. I'm not saying that there aren't many that do. I'm just saying that sometimes they're lawyers, doctors, military officers, politicians often, salesmen often. And they do and engage in other unscrupulous matters without any kind of conscience, just like what you heard. The beginning and the end can't be trusted. Conning, deceitful behavior. And the reason why I was brought to this specific video and why I want to include it is because I came across this on Reddit this week. And it was on rsex, if you want to see it. And the title of the post is, "I was groomed into prostitution by my boyfriend when I was 15, and I didn't realize it." It has well over 10,500 upvotes because of the magnitude of the discussion. And I want to share it with you right now. This user goes by a throwaway account, and it was posted 5 days ago as of this, August 10th. 2018. "I was 15 years old and he was 10 years older than me. He was handsome, charming, sweet, and caring towards me. He approached me at the mall one day and told me I was gorgeous, and I was so flattered. I was popular with boys my own age, but I always thought I was too mature for them. The fact that a handsome older guy approached me made me delighted. I was instantly smitten by him. He talked to me for a little bit and he asked my age. When I told him I was 15, he acted all surprised. He thought I was older. I believed him because I always got told I looked older than my age, as I'm Latina, so curves, haha. He told me he was so sorry and pretended like he felt guilty because I was so young. I told him it was fine, and he said he felt like a connection with me and he wanted to be friends. We started texting nonstop. He'd flirt with me, and then he apologized and say he just couldn't help himself because of how attracted he was to me. I was falling for him the more I talked to him, and I was convinced he was a good guy. We would hang out at the mall a lot, and he would always buy me things. I felt guilty taking it at first, but he told me I deserved nice things and that he wanted me to have things that reminded me of him. I was falling for him, and after a month of us being friends, it was me who made a move on him. I thought he was so sweet, and the fact that he didn't try to come on to me made me not doubt his intentions at all. I kissed him one night, and he told me that he wanted me, but that he didn't want to take advantage of my age. I begged him to try with me, that age is just a number and that connection we have is special. His manipulation was working on me already, and we started dating. My mom and dad guessed I was seeing somebody, but I didn't tell them anything about him. I knew they wouldn't understand. They would freak out about the age difference, obviously. He started telling me things like they really wanted me to be happy, they wouldn't care. And how I'm too mature to be treated like a child by my parents. I started to believe in him, and in my relationship with my parents, who I was always close with, became very estranged. We started arguing all of the same. We started arguing all of the time, and I just wanted to be with him every minute of every day. I became obsessed with him. He asked me to be his girlfriend a month later, and we started to be sexual. I lost my virginity to him, and I thought it was perfect. He was so caring and loving, and I knew I was in love with him after that. I would have done anything for him. He was perfect in my eyes. We started sleeping together regularly. and there was nothing out of the ordinary. He told me he loved me and I couldn't be any happier. My relationship became more and more strained with my parents, and after I turned 16, I left home and went to live with him. I dropped out of high school because he told me he would take care of me. He made me tell my parents I was staying with a friend because they wouldn't understand, so I did. I cut all contact with my family, and my life revolved around him. Looking back and typing this out, I can't believe I was so stupid, but he manipulated me so badly I would have done anything for him. And I did. Everything was perfect until about 2 months into me living with him. He introduced me to one of his friends. He was older than him, and I didn't like him. I thought he was creepy, and he stared at me like I was a piece of meat. My boyfriend told me that he really likes me, and he's so jealous that my boyfriend gets to be with me. He then told me that he asked him, could he sleep with me? And I thought he would be like, no way. But he told me it would make him happy if I did. I was confused and freaked out by him. And he told me that maybe I'm just too immature for an adult relationship. And he made a big mistake. I got upset, told him I'd do anything, and he said that's my girl, and arranged for me to sleep with him. It was horrendous. I hated every second of it, but I was so blinded by love, and I thought, this is what he want me to do. This is what I had to do. I didn't realize that he was prostituting me out to this man. It never crossed my mind. After that, more and more friends would be introduced to me and would want to sleep with me. He told me that it was because I was so stunning and sexy that all men wanted to sleep with me and that he wanted me to enjoy myself with his friends. I became miserable. I hated what I was doing, but I did it for him. And I wanted to do it even if I hated it, because that's what you do when you're in love with someone. That's what he told me. I still naively had no idea he was prostituting me out to his friends. One night he told me one of his friends were coming over, and I told him I didn't want to do it tonight, and I hated doing stuff with them. He gave me coke, told me it would make me feel better and would make me enjoy it more. I started taking coke almost every day to numb the horrible feelings I felt inside of me daily, in and out, day in and day out. He started making me do gangbangs and threesomes, and if I refused, he would hit me. He would tell me that it was all my fault, and he wouldn't have to do it if I just listened to him. This went on for a year and a half until one day the cops raided his apartment and they took me for questioning. They told me I was groomed and I didn't believe them. I told them that he loved me and that they were wrong. The police told me he was in charge of prostitution ring. And when they asked me, did he ever make me have sex with other men, I broke down. Only then did I realize what I had been doing. The police called my parents and they were distraught. They were looking for me everywhere and they didn't know if I was even still alive. He got tried and him and all of his friends are in jail for a long time. No matter how long he's in jail for, it doesn't take away that he took my childhood from me, my innocence and everything. I've had therapy since it happened, and I'm feeling a lot better. I finally have a boyfriend, and I'm in a happy relationship. I have a job, and I'm going to college soon. This was 4 years ago, and I will make sure that I have a good future, and my life isn't over. I wanted to write this because I wanted to share my story anonymously, and I want people to know how easy it is to be groomed. I hope that if any young girls read this, they will see how easy it is to be groomed and please not make the mistake I did. I still have my bad days. And days where I feel guilt and shame wash over me, but over the years they have been less frequent. If you read all of this, thanks for reading my story. And that is the story of user throwaway GDDVFAC posted 5 days ago from August 10th, 2018. Chilling example of being groomed by an obvious psychopath. And I didn't mean to have this episode be so dark, but if you know me, you know how dark my psyche is. But it's only because I wanted to expose the filth to purify the waters, so to speak. In my own way, I guess. Anyway, so that was my Reddit reference for today. To lighten the mood, I would like to advertise one of my best friends, Witch Doctor Alex. So, a word from our moral sponsors.
Then make sure to contact Witch Dr. Alex on Instagram. Instagram at Witch Dr. Alex. Schedule your $21 PayPal, Cash App, or Venmo tarot reading now. Now. Now.
A renowned traditional healer who goes by the simple name of Witch Doctor.
A-L-E-X.
And we're back. Good, good.
Good. I hope you liked that. That was my first attempt at a commercial, and a commercial break it was. So hopefully, Alex, you have some clientele from that, and hopefully my listeners, all 2 to 3 of you, I hope you go on and get yourself a good reading, because he's a quality reader and a quality occultist and astrologer and all that. So blessings to you all. So, to dive in a little bit more into the dark stuff, not too much, but referencing last week's show, a good friend of mine who shall be nameless up until this point had contacted me after listening and told me that story about the girl and your pinky, yeah, I guess you'd have to listen to last week's show for that, reminded me of this one girl in SF while I was living in the Tenderloin with Daniel, not his real name, but I probably hung out with her like 3 times and hadn't even slept with her yet. She came over real drunk late at night and was just being verbally abusive and kept hitting me in the arm and chest. So I kicked her out into the Tenderloin at 3 a.m. and she was like, "You're gonna make me walk through the Tenderloin at 3 a.m.?" Joel says, "Yup." And pushed her out of the apartment. Never spoke to her again. That a boy. That's why we're friends, me and him. And quote-unquote Daniel, who he lived with at that time. Great guys. Great guys. See, and this isn't only about men. It's actually about women, too. Like, if someone's abusing you and just treating you in a way that you don't like, you know, within reason. I mean, like, if he's saying something, if he's just disagreeing with you on an opinion, that's on you. Like, just take some constructive criticism. Or take someone, you know, butting heads with you, proverbially speaking. But if someone is causing you potential bodily harm or deep emotional harm, aside from any insecurities, get them the fuck out of your house.
And if you've ever been to the Tenderloin, it's a pretty gully area. It's one of the worst in the Bay Area, I think. I know there's obviously parts of Oakland, Vallejo and Richmond and all that, but definitely one of the worst parts in the city. And yeah, I don't care. Like, have no sympathy. Push that motherfucker out of there. Good job, whoever you are, my good friend. I also received some commentary by my good friend Josh, a.k.a. Lenny, a.k.a. Choton. I'm going to name you because it's nothing, no sensitive information involved. I just know that you said, based on the previous episodes, you've been able to relate. It's relatable content, and I'm glad for that. I want this to be a thing that friends or friends of friends or even people I don't know can come to and just kick back and trip out. I'm a pretty non-judgmental guy. And Lenny hit me up. And this is my formal invitation, because I believe you expressed at least a little bit of interest, for you to co-host with me for at least one episode, because I think it would be a great time between you and I. So this is my formal invitation to you, Josh, Lenny, Choton, whatever, silence. And with that, to run on the lightened mood, to the upward dynamic, here is a very, very old track, one of my first, created back in, I believe, 2008. And it's called Diamonds or Pearls. Listen in. And that was Diamonds or Pearls by Paul E., the man you're listening to speak right now. I made that all on Reason. That's when I was using Reason a lot. And Reason was a great program. It still is, I imagine. I'm using Ableton primarily now, 100%. Everything from the commercial down. Oh, and by the way, the commercial you heard, the music in the background was by me as well. So I'm going to use that as a segue to say that if you ever need any music for anything, let me know. If I know you very well, like the people that I've spoken about tonight personally, obviously it's going to be free. If I don't know you, it's going to be a very small charge. And if you're someone that I don't know at all, it's going to be not a huge charge, but a slightly bigger charge. Obviously, you can work me down. I'm no one, and you know, no one to speak of necessarily. I'm not a big name, but it would be cool to be compensated for any kind of work that I do. And this is also going to be a formal invitation to anyone that would like to work on a creative project with me, because I want to learn more about directing. I want to experience more on directing. So if you have an idea, if you're a writer and you want to make a small short that doesn't require a lot of resources, it's more just based on storytelling, I would like to direct. Let's work on something creative. Let's get our minds together and let's do this. Because I don't really have a lot of resources right now as far as people. Unfortunately, I have to have a full-time job because I need to make money to pay for my bills and all that and save up for a lot of stuff. So let me know, because I'm willing to do that. And that would be our show for tonight. And I want to thank you for biting the bullet to get through the dark stuff, to get through the light. And I hope to see